Welcome to the Teaching with Class podcast, the podcast that gives you quick, actionable tips to easily implement in your classroom. I'm your host, Kate Klein. In today's episode, we're going to talk about where art, big feelings, and class can come together in your classroom. We're joined today by Lenica Flores, an experienced early childhood educator, coach, and leader with a deep passion for art as a vehicle for expression and connection in the classroom. She will share ideas for you and how you can set the stage for children to grow in so many ways by supporting their opportunities to explore with art. Are you ready to explore with us? Let's get started. Hi, Lenica.
Hi, welcome. Kate.
How are you today?
I'm very excited to be here. I love art, and I feel honored to be invited to talk to you more about this topic because I am very passionate. So thank you.
That is amazing. I'm really excited. So let's just dive right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brings you here to talk to us about how we can use art in the classroom and managing our feelings and things like that. Tell us about yourself.
Yes, I have been in the early childhood field for 23 years. I was many years ago a teacher. I was a center director for a state-funded program. I had my own family childcare program, which was an amazing experience because I was able to serve families in the area of Chula Vista, San Diego. And that was just an opportunity for me to get close to the community and learn more about myself and my own philosophy of childhood. So that was a great experience. I also work as a coach. I love facilitating workshops for early childhood educators. And I am currently working as a resource teacher for the school district. I am studying my master's degree in social emotional learning, which is amazing because it's so foundational for young children to be able to develop meaningful relationships with families as well. So I'm very excited to learn more about social emotional intelligence.
That's awesome. So you are a lifelong learner and you're here to share interesting things with us. So tell us about art. Where does your interest in art and using art in the classroom come from?
Yeah, my passion about art started many years ago when I traveled to Italy. I attended a one-week conference where I learned the power of art. As you know, Reggio Emilia, it's an approach where children take the lead. And I learned that art can be powerful and can transform children's view of the world because children portray what they are learning through art. So I get very passionate and I started implementing art in my classrooms. And I noticed that when I started implementing art many years ago, that children were not engaged in art. That they will do like 5 to 10 minutes at the most, and then they will leave. And I thought, there's something I'm missing, right? And when I started letting the children select their own materials and and children be very creative and become autonomous and independent, I noticed that children could engage in art like from 20 minutes to an hour and sometimes even more. So I think that is very powerful to give children the time for them, not just the time, but also the independence to be, to lead their own interest.
I am so fascinated by Reggio Emilia also. I have never been, you know, so fortunate to go to Italy to really experience it, but through other, you know, the traveling exhibitions and things like that. So I totally know that to see the world through the child's eyes as they create the art, right? That expresses their points of view and everything. It's incredible what they can do with that kind of support. So when you were talking about that, I got really scared. I'm like, oh no, if I felt like, how can I create that? They have special atelier, right? Like people who are dedicated artists that support that. How do I, as like a regular teacher, do that? And I heard you started talking about materials and children's freedom to choose and things like that. Can you tell us more about, like, if I don't feel like a real expert in art, how can I support that in my class?
Yes. You know, I feel like teachers, we learned that we are teachers, right? We want to teach children. We want to get them ready for kindergarten. And many times I think that we rush and we feel like, you know, very committed with parents to let those children to prepare the students. And sometimes we forget about letting children explore, let children discover by themselves, let them move, let them stand up and then come back to the table and sit down and put their thoughts together of what they want to do and portrait, right? Mm-hmm. And many times we just forget how children process learning and how it's important for them to be able to have that independence and at the same time be feel empowered. And I really let the children, okay, let's, for example, right? Let's get inspired on flowers. I bring real flowers to the table. Mm-hmm. What colors would you like to choose, to select? And sometimes they get paint. I have paint on the table, but they want to grab markers and I let them grab markers. And sometimes they want to get tape and scissors and cut flowers and just express themselves in unique ways. Mm-hmm. And as teachers, sometimes we want them to make something out of an example and make it sometimes the same and make and we direct the activity. And for me, it's more about observing and being more like a facilitator and ask them questions. Okay, I feel like you're very excited about tape. You want to bring other things and just facilitating their learning. And I have truly experienced that when we as teachers let them discover art by themselves, children are really going to connect with art and develop the skills that they need to be prepared. But we need to take a step back as teachers and let them explore and create.
Yeah, so we can take the pressure off, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as an adult, we might be coming at it like, what are they producing? What are they making here? What's it going to be at the end of this experience? And it's more about the experience then, than what comes out on the other end. And I heard you talking about preparing the environment to inspire them, right? Bringing things into the classroom to look at, to explore, to think about things like color and texture and things like that, that will then kind of spark some interest or thought. Those kinds of things. What are some other kinds of things that you might bring into the classroom to inspire children to explore and create?
Yes, something that I think it's important, it's concept development, really connecting children with the real life experiences, what they are going through. And I feel like when I invite them, because for me, it's an invitation, not all the time they feel creative. Now, all the time, yeah, they feel ready. Sometimes it takes for some children to wait and get inspired because it's really something that has to come from them that they can come and join us. So for me, it's connecting their thoughts and ideas to real life experiences to make it really meaningful for them. So if we are talking about flowers, do you have flowers in your garden? What is your favorite flower? Have you seen your mom? Have you helped your mom water the flowers? Do you have a garden? And I feel that when children feel appreciated and value that their thoughts and ideas and their life experiences are being taken in consideration, they are going to even engage more. And everybody, then when you talk to them, now everybody wants to join and they want to tell their story through art.
Mm-hmm. So you're connecting on a personal level. You have to really know them well to know what's going to spark their interest, try different things. Not everything is inspirational to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Each child might be a little different and need something different to spark that interest. You have to know about them, invite their ideas, hear what they're talking about in order to know that, oh, I need to remember that I can bring that in next time or something like that. That's really exciting to think about children as the inspiration. Children are the inspiration for what you're providing so that they can be inspired to interpret the world and what they're going through with their art. And so earlier you were talking about your new exploration of social emotional learning and your own educational endeavors in that direction. How are you seeing the link between art and children's feelings, big feelings, small feelings? You know, how can we bring those two things together?
You know, I noticed through observation that when children feel something that I'm very concerned is that children are exhibiting more anxiety and depression symptoms at the classrooms. Yeah. And we as teachers have all the time, we are having this conversation because we see it happening. Like some children are isolating, they are having more difficulty sharing, taking turns, just relating to other children. And I'm concerned, and I feel like art is very powerful to heal and also to teach children, because sometimes they don't know how to express, they don't know how to identify their feelings. So through art, we can teach our children emotional intelligence by doing activities that can encourage them to express. Sometimes they cannot even express in words, but they can express in their art, through their art. And I noticed that I could even make like a journal of the children's experiences by displaying their art, because what they were going through, they could express it through drawings, through different media. And that could be an outlet for them, because many times they are going through difficult experiences at home and they don't have the space. So we as teachers, we are not our therapists, but we can create these opportunities for them to relieve anxiety, to learn about their feelings. And it can be very difficult because, you know, some children might be experiencing traumatic experiences. I notice in the classrooms now, when I go, some children cannot even engage in a conversation, but giving them that opportunity to express those feelings through art, it's amazing. And we can create the spaces. So I believe that we can make a big impact on, you know, our students.
And sometimes they open up just when you're sitting there with them and they're talking and thinking through things, right? I can think about a situation of finger painting and things like that, where it's really a big sensory experience and they're starting to feel comfortable. And then they just start talking about things and letting you know what's going on in there. Might not have anything to do with what they're physically doing, but they're processing their thoughts and feelings at that time. I don't know, what comes to your mind when you're sharing any specific situations or kids that come to mind or something that would help any listener know, like, oh, okay, I get it. This is what I might expect to have happen when this.
You know, I have experienced that some children do art every day because it makes them feel calm. It makes them feel relaxed. Some of their children don't feel capable. And this is something that I really want to support those students that feel like they don't have the skills. So for me to be able to tell them, encourage them to try, it's okay. Sometimes it takes time to develop those skills. You can do it. And just to be there and support them. And whenever they feel ready, because it's, again, it's not about rushing them, because we feel like, oh, the mom wants to see an art picture on the wall. It's for us to support them when they feel they are ready. And like you just mentioned, sometimes it's just, you know, the relaxation that comes when we are not rushing them, when they are selecting their own materials, when everybody's quiet, so relaxed, you have the backup music, and they are engaged in learning. I remember one time, one of my students said, you know what, teacher, like when my mom and my dad fight, that makes me feel so sad. And she was just, I could feel her emotion. And that opened up the conversation because another student said, my mom and my dad fight all the time too. And I cry. But everybody was so respectful and everybody was opening up, you know, to their own emotions, how they feel when their parents fight, if they don't fight. So for me, that was very meaningful because many times they don't even realize it, right? Or they can hardly understand this. So for me to give them that space, it's just, I think that we are honored as teachers to provide these opportunities.
Yes, yes. Like you said, what an honor. What an honor when a child shares a piece of their heart with you like that. So I'm hearing, I've always got my class lens on. And so I'm hearing so much about that emotional support, right? Like helping children feel safe to take risks, whether it's with the thing they're creating or to share information that will be accepted and valued, giving them autonomy and sort of regard, right? And, choices that they're making for experiences that they're having and those sort of like positive climate moments of really enjoying time together and connecting and all that. I'm hearing so much. And you even brought up concept development. That is amazing. So I just love a few tips from your perspective in the sort of classroom organization area, right? If we could think about like, okay, I'm gathering these materials. I'm going to trust children to use them. How do I set some sort of clear boundaries around this? Because like, I don't have an unlimited budget. I kind of don't need them to dump all the glue all over, right, or whatever the situation might be. Like, how do I allow for that creative exploration and still have some parameters of behavior or sort of like the purpose of what we're doing here in terms of instructional learning formats, or right? You know where I'm going with this. So.
Mm-hmm, yes.
What are your thoughts around that?
Yes. Thank you for bringing this up, because the more I see it, the more I believe that when you give children, you know, the autonomy, when you give them a safe place, that you are, when you are loving, caring, responsive to their needs, children are going to feel more relaxed. And when they feel safe, then you can have your clear expectations, but children are going to respond better to you if you have that foundation. When you have that close relationship to children, they're going to respond to you because they know that you respect them. And when you put those, you know, expectations, like for me, it was simple. It's about caring about each other, respecting each other. If you drop the paint, if you get dirty, that's okay. You can clean yourself when we are done. And I feel like children, no, they are so smart. They understand that you have expectations and they are going to follow those expectations because they respect you as a teacher. And something else that I noticed, the less rules that we give them, it's more likely that they are going to be responsive, that they are going to be caring, loving, which means, and I'm not saying that don't give them rules, but I'm talking about, no, you cannot use the scissors, you cannot use the markers. And I see it a lot in the classroom still, like, right. No, you can only grab this color markers. We are not using pencils right now. And then children start to, they want to fight you back because you give them so many things, many instructions, right? So the instruction for me is let's be respectful, respect the materials, but take your time, grab whatever you need, stand up, sit down. It's not all about, you know, being sitting down, doing, you know, the art activity. It's for them to feel calm, relax, and that they have autonomy.
Yeah. So we don't have to harp on the sort of always on the rules, or like how to protect them from themselves or whatever. We teach them how to use the scissors and how to use these materials so that they last a long time and things like that. Yeah. So is there anything I haven't asked you yet that you really wanted to share with us today?
The last thing I just wanted to share is just, again, to invite teachers to be thoughtful when you implement your art activities. Really see the power in art, because children need those space. Children need to be able to express what they are going through. I think it's part of the trauma-informed practices to be able to give children the opportunity. Art is healing. We know this by studies because it decreases the stress levels on children and on adults. So let's give children that opportunity. Let them enjoy. Let them lead their art experiences. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, well, so not so fast. I have something else. What came up when you were talking about that is, you know, I think a lot of adults, right, feel some adults are very comfortable expressing themselves through art. Others are not. And from whatever experiences, they feel not comfortable. But what I'm hearing is that even for adults, you said, for adults too, it's a way of processing our emotions. It's a way of processing our life experience and all of that. And our educators, like I heard you say, we don't have to be the art therapist. We can just provide these opportunities for children. Do you think that educators get something out of these art experiences alongside children when they're with them in these moments? Not just watching, but doing it along with them. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I think that just observing and being with the children during this art experiences is also for the teacher. I think it makes you feel better in a way that you feel more calm, more relaxed just by looking at them, enjoy what they are doing and expressing their thoughts. And also, like, it's a process. And you notice that every time they do an art activity, they improve, not just in their fine motor skills, but expressing the art. It's more detail. At the beginning, it looks very abstract, but the more they develop those skills that we are so concerned about, you know, the preparation for writing. This is the pre-writing skills. This is the pre-reading skills, you know, that when they start writing letters and, you know, the different forms have now a meaning. This is when, for me, it's like, wow, I see the improvement. And I feel like, as a teacher, I feel very proud of the students and proud of the work that we are doing. And I can show the parents and tell them, look, I have it. I have this documentation. Look, the first picture. Now you can see, you know, where is he at? The improvement that we have, that I have seen. And this is going to be foundational for kindergarten. This is the preparation.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so many things come out from just simple experiences in the classroom. It's amazing. So one of the things that we are really trying to focus on right now is thriving, children thriving and educators thriving. And one of the things that I kind of took away from that is it's how inspiring it is as an educator when you see your children growing and learning, and the thriving is on both ends, right? Not just the child, the educator thrives also. So to finish up our time here together, I have one last question for you. And that is, if you could talk to an educator, you know, straight, like heart to heart, little one message you wanted to share with an educator to affirm or encourage them, what would you say?
You know, I feel like at this point in my career, I see teachers who are feeling motivated for different reasons. You know, this field can be very demanding at times. You know, we might be feeling like we are failing, because I notice when I talk to teachers that that we are probably struggling with, you know, students with difficult behaviors, and we might feel stress and burnout. But I think it's important that we take care of ourselves too, like teachers. I know that teachers, we do this with the heart because we love what we do and we really want to support the families and our children. But in order for us to be the best that we can, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to do art as well. We need to take breaks, breathe, and come back again. And we are humans. And it's okay if we feel stressed. And sometimes we don't want to admit it, but it's okay to feel stressed. It's okay to feel tired. And just give yourself that opportunity, acknowledge, and come back. And come back even stronger and better for our students, because many times they are even more time with us than with their parents still. So for me, it's important for teachers to have, keep this message with you. Take care of yourself.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing everything that you shared today about art and the importance of all of the exploration and sharing your heart about teachers taking care of themselves. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kate. Wow. Lenica's passion for supporting children's art exploration is truly contagious. Are you inspired to give it a try like she suggested? She said, start with what you know about your children, what they like, what they're interested in, what they experience every day, and then gather some materials, the art materials that you want them to explore, maybe some things from nature or things they see around them every day. And then relax and step back, but stay close by, because you want to be ready to listen and respond and be amazed by what they can create as they have the freedom and autonomy to express themselves through art. Educators who thrive, you know, create environments where children can thrive. So remember, take care of yourself, because what you do truly matters. Thank you for joining us today. You can find today's episode and transcript on our website, teachstone.com/podcasts.